You can take your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 12, verse 38 through 40. It's also on the back of your bulletin, if you'd like to follow along there. And let us stand and read the Word of God together. Mark 12, 38 through 40. And in his teaching, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Let's pray together. Father, we know that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came into a world that was in desperate need of hope and light and truth. And they were being led astray by many who professed to be teaching them the ways of God, but just weren't. And not only were they not teaching and showing the way, they weren't living it either. And they were known as hypocrites, Lord, you told them that. And as you stood in the midst of a needy people, you saw them like sheep without a shepherd, not knowing who to turn to, or they were satisfied with what they had, and they were undiscerning. But you came into their presence, Lord, and you began teaching and showing them the way, the truth, and the life. And that way and the truth and the life was your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you demonstrated the heart of the Father. And you showed them and you show us what true love and mercy was. So Lord, today as we look into this portion of Scripture, I pray that we heed the command of Christ to beware, not just of scribes or scribe-like people, but also of ourselves, of our own tendency. And instead, Lord, of focusing on all the negatives, that we will do what you came to do, to turn people to yourself, that we may look away from the danger of falsehood and hypocrisy and turn instead and run to the safety that we find in Christ. So we give you this time, Lord, and we ask that you help us to attend to your word, and to hear and respond in a way that will bring glory and honor to you. Thank you for your Son, the one who came from heaven to earth to die the death he died for the likes of us, that we, though we will die, we may live forever in the light of Christ. Help us, Lord, now to worship you even through your word. In the name of Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. We are in the final week of Christ's earthly life, and he is pressing on, isn't he? He's just pressing on with resolute determination to go to the cross where he knew what awaited him there. He was locked in on the cross. Meanwhile, he had a lot of, I guess, things to do in the temple. He was walking amongst the people, knowing full well that there were many who were seeking his life. And up until this portion of Mark chapter 12, he has just exposed, we looked at this last week, he has just exposed the limited understanding that the scribes and the teachers of the law had specifically concerning the Christ who was to come. Remember last week we said that he exposed that their limited, incorrect understanding of the Christ who was to come. Therefore, they missed him. They had him in their midst, and they rejected him. They missed him. So now, as we move on in this passage of Scripture, Jesus is going to issue a strong word of warning to the people who were being led astray, and also an even stronger words of condemnation to those who were guilty of leading people away. So obviously by this passage we are going to consider the dangers of hypocrisy, which we always ought to do, not just in people outside of ourselves, but in ourselves too. But more than that, we want to also at the same time, while we're saying no to hypocrisy, we want to be a people who are always saying yes to Christ. Because that is where the joy is, isn't it? There is absolutely no joy of either being with hypocritical people or being one ourselves. But there is great joy and blessing and honor in exalting Christ. And Christ has demonstrated that he is exalted. And our greatest joy comes when we exalt him, not just with our words, but with our lives. So let's look into this text, Mark 12:38-40. It starts off with a simple statement. It says, "And in his teaching." So what we're going to read here is not like the whole thing he said. It was in his immense teaching. Here's a little kind of glimpse of what he was saying at that time to these people. And when we say his teaching, in Christ's teaching, we should recognize that that teaching was always pure. It was always perfect. It was always timely. It was always genuine. It was always helpful. And in his teaching, we can also know that he always modeled what he taught, didn't he? He practiced what he preached. He walked his talk. And he also, in his teaching, we know from the scripture, always taught with absolute wisdom and all authority. He was the master teacher. Never was there a question or a situation asked of him or that he was put in that he was flummoxed about. Always unruffled. Never had to